When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen to some of the best in modern audio drama right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of That Bit of Cereal You Can't Get Out of the Box. That Bit of Cereal You Can't Get Out of the Box. You try smoothing out the lip of the inner bag, flipping over the box really fast, even taking the lining out and pouring it directly into the bowl, and still some bits of cereal keep rattling around inside. We had to work extra hard to make that happen. That bit of cereal you can't get out of the box.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
This is Comedy Forecast, episode 728, Basket Blunders.
This must be the building, Mulligan.
Let me check the sign. Little wicker baskets. They're everywhere. Franklin, Ohio manufacturing plant. It sure is, Kipper Kipper. It's just like the one we went to in Franklin, Virginia. And the one we went to in Franklin, Pennsylvania.
And each time we just missed Abby Fallmacher.
Bad timing, Kipper Kipper.
Not exactly, little pal. Uh-oh, that's probably the boss. Now let me do the talking.
Okay, Kipper Kipper, I won't say a word. Not even Blatherskate, or Noctambulist, or Triskelion, or I...
Mulligan? Shh. Hello, boss. I know, boss. Let me explain. When you told Mulligan where Miss Fallmacher was going, he only wrote down Franklin. Right, Mulligan? Mulligan? Oh, sure. This time you listened to me. Anyway, boss, we found out that there are dozens of towns named Franklin, all with little wicker basket factories. Isn't that interesting? We bought a motorcycle because we thought we'd have to go to every Franklin in the country trying to find Miss Fallmacher. Then I realized that if we could just find the Little Wicker Basket Company helicopter, we could take care of Miss Fallmacher before she ever left the ground. I had to send Mulligan in to do the job. He could squeeze under the hangar door. Right, Mulligan? When he came back, he told me he took care of things. How did it go? I don't understand it, Mulligan. The Little Wicker Basket's helicopter is flying away just fine.
It sure is, Kipper Kipper.
Mulligan, little pal, how exactly did you take care of the helicopter?
Oh, it was easy. The ball bearings between the swash plates were in pretty bad shape. That can be dangerous, you know. So I replaced them. Now it flies just fine.
Isn't that right, Mulligan?
I really hate flashbacks.
Don't worry, boss. Miss Fallmacher is inside the factory right here. We'll take care of her.
What did he say, Kipper Kipper?
He said we'd better, or he'll take care of us. Uh-oh. Two people just came out of that door. Quick, hide behind this dumpster. We'll knock them out and take their uniforms.
But Kipper Kipper...
Oh, no buts, Mulligan. Go!
Now there's something you don't see every day, Chauncey.
What's that, Edgar?
A motorcycle sidecar made out of an empty barrel of old porcupine.
Oh, I don't know, Edgar.
Now, all we have to do is take their uniforms and... Hey, wait a minute. They don't have uniforms. These are just regular clothes.
That's what I was trying to tell you, Kipper Kipper.
Oh, nobody likes a told you so, Mulligan. Here, you take this clip-on ID, and I'll take the other one.
Kipper, Kipper, Kipper.
What is it, Mulligan?
Can I have your ID instead?
Sure, here.
No, on second thought, I think I like the other one better.
Oh, all right.
On second thought.
Mulligan, one more thought, and it will be the last thought you ever think. Shh.
Now, what do we do with these two people?
Well, that's a good question. Look, the outdoor break room is right over there. We'll just plop them in chairs, and when they wake up, they won't know what happened.
And right over here, Miss Fallmacher, as you can tell by the corrosive cloud hanging in the air, is our new basket finishing bath.
Not here, too. Mr. Cardoso, this is the third factory I've visited where things have been added to the basket-making process.
What do you mean? They said this came from the top. Begging your pardon, ma'am, I thought you gave the order.
Well, I didn't. Oh, I'm sorry, Daniel. This whole thing is driving me crazy. Now... Can you tell me about this additional step?
Happy to. Our instructions are to dip each basket into this vat of very toxic chemicals. 35 years working for LWB, and I've never seen anything like it. It coats the baskets, sealing up all the gaps in the weave.
That doesn't make any sense. It takes away everything that makes one of our baskets, well, one of our baskets.
I agree, but HQ insisted. Let me show you how it works. But you might want to put on this hazmat suit first and take off any jewelry you don't want vaporized.
There she is, Mulligan. All we have to do is take care of her.
Okay, I'll go see if she wants a coffee. With some tea.
Come back here, Mulligan. Not like that. I'm afraid, little pal, that's not what the boss meant. We're supposed to stop her.
Oh.
I guess the quickest way to do it would be to toss her into that vat of toxic chemicals.
Oh, no. You can't do that, Kipper Kipper. She'll come back with superpowers, like being able to see through asparagus.
See through? Okay, Mulligan. What do you suggest?
Oh, I know. See that conveyor belt over there? We bump into her, and then she falls onto it. And then she gets carried all the way up to the second floor. And then she gets dumped into one of those shipping boxes. And then she comes back down on the other belt. And then she gets put onto that pallet. And then she gets shipped off to Uruguay. Wherever that is.
Yes. Or we could use that forklift over there to knock that giant stack of boxes onto her.
Oh yeah, Kipper Kipper. That would work too.
Exactly. I'll just
go... Let me do it, Kipper!
No! Mulligan! I should be the one to...
Watch me, Kipper Kipper!
Mulligan! You have it in reverse! Mulligan!
Kipper Kipper, what are you doing up on that conveyor belt?
Mulligan!
Oh, don't worry, Kipper Kipper. I'll save you.
Mulligan!
What's going on over there? Who are those two men? They didn't come in with Miss Fallmacher.
But they look very familiar. Where have I seen them before?
Mulligan!
Hang on, Kipper Kipper. But just in case, Can you speak Uruguayan?
Something's rotten in the state of Wicker, and I intend to get to the bottom of that basket.
Mulligan!
What a great day to be here in the outside break room. Hey, Edgar, Chauncey, there you two are. Taking a break already? Where you been all morning? Oh, out here catching some rays, huh? Well, you missed all the excitement inside. Yeah, a couple of guys came in and kind of wrecked the conveyor belt system and then took off on a weird motorcycle. You should have seen it. Hey, while I'm thinking about it, the missus and I are inviting over a few people this weekend for an Amity Way product party. You guys want in? Just say no if you're not interested. Okay, great, great, great. The party starts at 8 on Saturday. Be sure to bring your credit card. You're gonna need it. Oh, by the way, don't Google Amity Way products ahead of time, okay? And how do you feel about being your own boss? Sounds pretty good, doesn't it, huh?
Yeah, the missus. In this episode, the parts of Abby Fallmacher and Chauncey were played by Bonnie Kenderdine. Additional voices, as well as story and music, by Clinton Allvord. Copyright 2022. All rights reserved.
My goodness, look at the time. Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Oh, right you are, Sir Patrick. But first, a shout-out to the Comedy Forecast patrons. Thanks to Stan, Zach, Charlotte, Barry, Amy, Howard, Mike, Steve, Bryn, Chuck, Paul, and Kyle. And if you would also like to support the show and get episodes before everyone else, just go to patreon.com and look for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.